Hachette Audio presents The Making of the Godfather. Written by Mario Puzo. Foreword by Ed Falco. Read by Max Casella.
Foreword. Because Mario Puzo's essays are simultaneously buttressed and undermined by a wicked sense of humor, you can't take him literally. For example, in The Making of The Godfather, he tells the reader that he went to Hollywood only to get out of the house. He promised his wife, he tells us, that if he ever hit it big, he'd get out from under her feet and go write someplace else. So, what could he do? Having made his wife a solemn promise, he had no choice but to go to Hollywood and play tennis a lot while he hung out with celebrities and was feted as a famous writer. Ah, the sacrifices a man has to make for the sake of his marriage. This is funny, but the reader understands both that Puzo is entertaining us with an amusing version of the truth and that he was cynical from the start about Hollywood and script writing, about movies and the power brokers who got movies made. Puzo asks the reader to see him as a likable schlub who also happens to be one of the best technicians of the Western world and as the author of the acclaimed novel The Fortunate Pilgrim, an accomplished artist. He tells us that most of his early life he was the family chooch, or screw-up, and we sense that he still likes that designation. It allows him the freedom of a clown, though we also understand that he's an artist of substantial gifts. This picture he presents of himself embodies the tone of The Making of The Godfather, which is both funny and serious, as well as passionate and cynical about writing and movie making and the connections between the two. If we were to take Puzo literally...